Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
You are love, you are light, you are Lord over everything. Alpha, Omega, Jehovah, the King of Kings, wonderful way maker, worthy of my offering. Hallowed be thy name. Try singing it.
You are love.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Lord of life abundant, do not let us fall into the temptation to believe that Pharaoh leads our lives. Do not let us believe that your spirit of love and power left us aside and adrift. Do not let us fall into the temptation to close ourselves in and believe that there are only gray mornings with drops of despair, anguish, and desolation. Do not let us fall into the temptation to believe that virus contamination can outweigh your strength, power, and mercy. Do not let us believe that we are paralyzed, without courage, afraid to fail in the way of your gospel, for not finding a word of encouragement to lead the discouraged. Lead us, Lord, to the clear path, to the divine light that comes from your presence, that gives us unity and brings us together to encourage our lives and tells us over and over again, do not be afraid. Have mercy, Lord, and lead us not into temptation. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. A prayer by Christina DiNoto of the Evangelical Methodist Church of Argentina. Sharing a reflection today in light of the COVID-19 pandemic is the Reverend L. Christopher Mason, former moderator of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and minister of the Georgetown Charge of United Churches in Grand Cayman. Reverend Mason, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Sisters and brothers, good morning. COVID-19, a pandemic of the 21st century, is not only deadly, but has awakened the individual, the family, the community, the society, and the world to a new order. People throughout the world are anxious about the future, but at the same time, doing something at present in their places, working from home, dealing with joblessness, searching for food, empty pockets without even coins, uncertainties in their lives, this somewhat giving possible education to their children, more and more laying off of jobs from many companies. Will this be normal? That's a million-dollar question without any certainty for an answer. Leaving apart all these, will there be a future for humankind? I say a big yes. In St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, it tells a story where Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side. Jesus was not present with the disciples. He sent them to the other side before him. But the disciples did not ask him how he would come to the other side to be with them or meet them. It simply showed that the disciples took for granted, that without Jesus, they would reach the other side with the help of the boat, a material thing. The disciples did not even think that the sea was not an easy way to travel to the other side. The boat would be troubled by the waves and the winds and would make the travel difficult for them. The disciples did not have strong faith. They had blind faith on the material thing, the boat. They believed that they could reach the other side with the help of the boat. Did the boat help them? No. What would have helped the disciples to feel secure and safe in the boat and to reach the other side? I believe with closed eyes, without rational thinking, having little faith in Jesus, we can say that Jesus would have helped them to feel secure and safe in the boat and for them to reach the other side. Here, my friends, the disciples represent everyone. The boat symbolizes material things, our own belief system, rational thinking, and so on. The sea is the world. Jesus went up to the mountain by himself to pray. There was no one with Jesus at the moment. He sent off the disciples by the boat, and he dismissed the crowd also. He did not have any materials or persons to climb with him to the mountain. He went alone to the mountain. He went to pray. Our lives are filled with material things, political power, gadgets, social media. Money rules the world. There are no meaningful relationships in our lives. We have many friends on Facebook and Twitter, rather than in real life. We do not wish a good morning to our neighbors, but send hundreds of good morning tweets and texts. We have come to believe that without God, everything is possible in this world. Many have left the church because they think there is no God in this world. We have rational thinking. We have scientific knowledge. We firmly believe that science has a solution for everything in this digital world. We are faced with COVID-19, the 21st century biggest pandemic, which has turned the world upside down. People believed before the pandemic that with our scientific knowledge, we could rule the world, that science and technologies could solve the problems and reduce our suffering. Months are over since the new COVID-19 broke out in the world. Scientists are trying their best to find a solution, but nothing has brought the pandemic to a halt. Nonetheless, the pandemic has been widespread, even though there are well-administered health systems in some countries. In spite of all these, we know that the pandemic has troubled each one of us in one way or the other. It brought a new social order. People were quarantined, people were isolated. We could not see our loved ones on their final journey to heaven. It altered the lives of many in drastic ways. The world will never become normal as it was in the past. The future is uncertain. The disciples were in the same line. They thought they could manage without Jesus. They thought they could reach the other side. What happened? You see, they believed in the material and the human knowledge rather than the divine presence and love. They were anxious when the troubles approached them. They soon realized that they needed Jesus to help them. Did the disciples recognize Jesus? No. They were not able to recognize Jesus with their brokenness. We go behind scientific knowledge, rational thinking, for help to be at peace in heart and mind. Meanwhile, we lose our souls in those material things and human weaknesses. We have desire to be like Jesus in the world, like Peter desired to walk like Jesus on the water. But we are frightened when we see winds of trouble, difficulties, pain, suffering, and so on like Peter. Peter did not focus on Jesus, the divine love and presence. They did not focus on that. Rather, he focused on the winds and the sea, and he was frightened. we too are the same as Peter. We focus on material things and science so much that our focus on Jesus is disturbed. It makes us to feel that we are not cared for by Jesus. Jesus had not abandoned the disciples, even though he was not present with them in the boat. Jesus did not delay his approach to reach out at once and immediately when they faced trouble. We too think that Jesus abandons us and does not reach out to us immediately when we face troubles and when we need him the most. Today, Jesus promises us and assures us that he comes at once and immediately when we call him, when we approach him, when we surrender to him. Once Jesus comes to our lives, our troubles will die down. This was the experience of the disciples, and it is our experience today. Are you ready then to surrender to Jesus alone today? We will surely recognize Jesus, experience Jesus, when we go to the mountain in silence to understand his divine love and presence in our lives. So then, no COVID-19 can overcome us when Jesus, our Savior, is with us. So then, may the heart of Jesus live in the hearts of all of us today. Amen.
Join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Meadowbrook United Church on Facebook at 8:30. Andrews Memorial United Church on YouTube at 9:30. And Lucy United Church on Facebook at 10 o'clock. The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe. Thanks to the Reverend L. Christopher Mason, former moderator of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and minister of the Georgetown Charge of United Churches in Grand Cayman, for his reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.